RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Ravens beat the Packers 41-24 on Saturday night, and with the Browns win over the Steelers, the playoffs are still in reach for the Ravens as they play the Steelers on Sunday Night Football. Let's bring in our friend, IA Hall of Famer Jonas Schaefer, covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Banner, and he joins us now. And Jonas, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. Hope you had a Merry Christmas. So did you see any of that coming Saturday night? Just a 36 carries, probably, I guess, no running back rotation on Saturday in Green Bay.
Yeah, I mean, I was optimistic about the run game. This has been a Packers run defense that's been very, very bend but don't break. I wondered about how they would hold up if they didn't have Evan Williams, who's, you know, their box safety, available for this one. He did play, but it didn't really seem to matter. And then, you know, like we talked about, the Ravens just they started to knock guys out. They started to wear on the Packers, and it just felt like you kind of tilt that field 10 degrees the Ravens' way, and Derrick Henry starts running downhill, and it doesn't matter that Lamar Jackson is wearing a, you know, sweatshirt on the sideline there. It feels very, very different from what this rushing offense was like early in the season. You know, I was kind of poking around some of the data, and I think they had like 3 Derrick Henry run stuffs last night, or excuse me, on Saturday night, which was like, you know, it felt like that was as many run stuffs Derrick Henry had in, you know, the first quarter or the second quarters or some of those early games against, you know, the Browns and the Texans. So I think the offensive line has definitely congealed in a nice way. I think they've definitely benefited from a, you know, relatively accommodating schedule. But, you know, momentum is a very, very powerful thing, I think, at this time in the calendar. And I know the Packers defense is a lot better with Derek Harmon on the field than without, but I just don't know if they're going to be, you know, good enough up front to really just completely take away that part of the game for the Ravens.
With Derrick Henry, though, you mentioned, Jonas, he got off to a slow start to the year, but he's averaging over 105 yards on the ground over his last 11 games. He's been by far and away the best running back in December, third in the NFL in rushing. At 31 years old, we just don't see this. Like, does it still blow you away, the fact that he's able to get this production with all these carries that he's had in his life?
Yeah, I mean, like, to be honest, when I think of Derrick Henry, I don't really think of him in the terms of age or years that I would, like Lamar or an offensive lineman or Marlin or something like that, because I mean, he just kind of arrived in Baltimore as like a fully formed video game character. Like, it just, his attributes are what they are because that's what they've been since he came out of Alabama. And, you know, whatever his, you know, birth certificate says how old he is, it doesn't really reflect what I guess you would call like his biological age. He's just one of the hardest workers out there. He's still running fast. He's still unbelievably strong. You know, obviously the fact that he is 31 makes this all the more incredible because they're just so few guys who have been able to do this. But, you know, I know Eric Costa has taken a lot of flack for just some of the extensions and you know, kind of work that he did this past offseason. But if getting this version of Derrick Henry for the next couple of years at the rate that he signed him to with that extension bears out, and you know, that's a great deal of business.
I don't know what this defense is really any good at. Like, I mean, if they have to play any quarterback with a brain and with a pulse and with any semblance of legs and any semblance of arm strength, I really don't know, Jonas, like what you as an organization moving forward, what you could hang your hat on. Like, I don't know an area of the defense that to me doesn't need to be almost completely rebuilt.
What don't you love about the run defense? I don't know. No one's bothering to try anymore.
Well, yeah, I mean, when any quarterback with a pulse throws for 280 on him with a bunch of touchdowns, you know what I mean? Like I and even if there was volume in the run game, I think they'd have problems. But like, this is supposed to be the best secondary in the NFL. I don't know how many of these dudes see the field in Denver or Houston or the Chargers or Seattle or Philadelphia.
No, I mean, it's something new every week. I think you just have to, you know, ride that variance roller coaster and hope that you get good Marlon Humphrey the same game that you get good Elohi Gilman, the same game that you get good Nate Wiggins, and maybe, you know, you get the opportunistic well-timed sack from a Travis Jones or a Draymond Jones, or you know, Tavius Robinson comes in with a cleanup sack. It's just, you know, when you looked at this pass rush at the start of the year and you thought about all the guys you had coming back, and you thought about the secondary being what it was, having added Malachi Starks, even without Ardarius Washington, you thought, like, well, the floor for this group has to be among the highest in the NFL, because if these two units are working together, then they could absolutely be back any good passing attack on any given day. And it just didn't happen. And Malik Willis got outside the pocket and made it rain. He stayed in the pocket and made it rain. He embarrassed the Ravens on a couple of read options, which was just kind of shocking to see. You heard John Harbaugh today say that he didn't like the call that the Ravens had against the Christian Watson seam ball touchdown on that opening Packers drive. So obviously there's a little bit of unhappiness there with the play calling, which is, you know, something that kind of come to expect from John going after Todd Monken occasionally, but you haven't really seen that a whole lot with him saying bad things about Zach Orr, just whatever the defensive game plan was. So maybe that lights a fire under this group. Maybe that lights a fire under this coaching staff. But I don't think, you know, I'm probably going to pick the Ravens to win this weekend, but I don't think that anything that A-Rod does or doesn't do on Sunday night is going to be indicative of whatever this past defense has in store for a potential playoff run.
Talking with Jonas Schaefer, it's Inside Access here on The Fan. So, Jonas, let's get to Lamar Jackson of it all. Do you think he's going to play Sunday?
I truly have no clue, guys. Yeah. I mean, I thought it was interesting that you had Florio on Sunday Night Football saying that it's less than 50-50, and then you had Jay Glazer on Fox saying that the Ravens feel good about his chances of playing. I don't know. I mean, like, it's not really something that we can kind of gauge for ourselves because he hasn't been at practice. I haven't seen a photo of the bruise. I don't know what exactly is going on with him internally. And I think that would probably be, that is, you know, the biggest determining factor here, just like how much muscle damage, how much tissue damage was there with that hit. So I don't know. I mean, I guess knowing Lamar and knowing how relatively slowly he has come back relative to coaches' expectations or the organization's expectations, I would probably say, gun to my head, I'm not expecting him to play. But, you know, I think most contusions take 1 to 2 weeks to recover from. And you look at the NBA, that's a reasonable timeline. So you would think it would also be plenty reasonable for Lamar, too.
Well, if Snoop Huntley has to start against the Steelers, the good news is I don't think anyone's expecting a shootout with no DK Metcalf, and that Steelers offense is very limited. What have you thought of Huntley so far as a game manager? And if he does have to start against Pittsburgh, do you think he can do enough again?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I don't think that Derrick Henry is going to run for 200-plus against the Steelers, mm-hmm. but I think that the Ravens have shown that they can do enough against, you know, average to mediocre defenses with Snoop Huntley there. You know, I think, Tim, you mentioned the word game manager, and some of the plays that I was most impressed with from Snoop on Saturday were maybe plays that he didn't actually end up dropping back. It was, you know, that third and five, third and four in the third quarter, where the Ravens are on their own side of the field, and the Packers show something, and, you know, Snoop goes to the line and, you know, cans the play and goes to the audible, and ends up being that, you know, split zone run with Isaiah Likely kind of coming across the formation and helping to clear a path for Derrick Henry, and he gets an easy third and four, third and five conversion, and the Ravens are off again. So I think he just does a good job of having a good feel for the game. I think certainly there are plays where you want him to take the time and trust in this offensive line to hold up a little bit longer so that he can get to that second or third read and maybe, you know, push the ball past the six on some of these third longs that he's a little bit more, you know, willing to just take the check down, because certainly you can't afford to have one three and out after another in a game like this. But I mean, I feel pretty comfortable in Snoop as a backup quarterback. I certainly feel a lot more comfortable in him than I did Cooper Rush. And that's not exactly a high bar to clear, but I think he's clearing it with ease.
What are your sort of thoughts on Big Looper's season in totality? And is that an area that you think maybe bringing in competition could be in the cards?
I haven't had really too much of a problem with him. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think the the kickoffs have been an issue, but I think they've been an issue for a lot of kickers around the league.
Yeah.
And, you know, his accuracy, I think, has been much better than I thought it would be. I thought that he would be a guy who would come in and be able to blast 65-yarders, but maybe miss a couple 35, 38-yarders, and that hasn't really been the case. In fact, it's been the opposite. So, you know, maybe the Ravens bring in an undrafted rookie kicker, but, I mean, I feel pretty good about where he is and what he's shown. And, you know, he's just a good kid, a hard worker, learning to kick in the AFC North, I think, is its own kind of,
definitely,
you know, can of worms. So I think the more comfortable he gets with not only the teammates and the system and the expectations of him from Randy Brown, but also just the kind of climate that you have to kick in. I'm not expecting him to have a Justin Tucker-like on-field career, but I do feel relatively confident in him going into year two.
Jonah Schaefer covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Banner. Always great, man. Thank you so much for your time. Have a happy new year. It should be an interesting week.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Coming up next, we get back to the people. 410-583-1057. How are you feeling about these Ravens as they face the Steelers Sunday Night Football, a win, and they host a playoff game? We hear from the people.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
People next. The Ravens can still make the playoffs. All they have to do is beat the Steelers on Sunday Night Football, and they host a playoff game the following week. Let's go out to the phone lines, 410-583-1057. What do the people think? Start with Warren and Owings Mills. Warren, you're on the Fan.
Hey, afternoon, guys. In case I don't get through the rest of the week, Happy New Year to
Same to you,
Happy
brother.
Real quick. Don't know what to expect. Absolutely no idea what to expect Sunday night. One point, though, all this talk about Lamar, even if Lamar doesn't practice this week, if he wants to play, if he tells Harbaugh on Saturday or Sunday, I want to play, even if he doesn't practice, they got to let him play. Because, you know, when I called in last week, I pointed out Lamar has the Ravens backed into a corner. They have to keep him happy if they want to keep him.
Yeah.
And if they don't want to keep him, they don't want him publicly asking for a trade because that would drive his value down. So if Lamar wants to play, he's going to play. And I don't see them pulling him from the game, even if he's ineffective, unless Lamar says, I'm hurt and wants to come out. And then the other point real quick, if Lamar does play, the one thing that I really liked about the offense the other night, aside from the way the offensive line played and the running attack, is Snoop did move the ball around. Every skill position player except for Kolar had at least one look and likely had 3 catches. So, you know, we need to run the ball, but Snoop did a nice job, if he has to play, of moving the ball around to different receivers, and I hope that keeps up because Lamar is tending to lock in on Andrews, who's only effective against zone defenses, and Zay. And so if Lamar does play, I hope he moves the ball around too.
Appreciate the call. 410-583-1057. Your thoughts?
Nobody had a play of more than 13 yards, and that was mostly yak.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think that – I mean, look, I don't know. I mean, D-Hop didn't get a target. I mean, did Bateman make a play? I mean
– Bateman had a catch for 7 yards.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like, everybody was blocking.
I also want to push back. I don't think Lamar's playing if he doesn't practice at all. I think that would shock me. I don't think he's
ever done
that.
Could that be 2 weeks of 2 weeks of not practicing?
Yeah, and he's never done that.
That's tough.
I would be shocked.
410-583-1057. Keith, you're on the Fan.
Hey, guys. First of all, is it too late for us all to chip in and get the entire Browns defense Christmas presents?
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
They brought it.
Did they? This isn't X's and O's as much as just player stupidity, in my opinion. If DK Metcalf taught us nothing, why are Zay and Derek doing Lambo leaps?
Well, they didn't get any fights with anybody. Yeah, you know.
I think they picked out friendly confines.
There were people punching Zay. There were people giving him the finger. Not like that's a big deal. But, I mean, you know, all it takes is one, you know, sucker punch or something. Well, I don't know. It just rubbed me the wrong way.
I hear you. Yeah, I mean, it was a visiting stadium.
Things can happen.
Sure.
Things can. Well, we saw the situation was a year ago it was Buffalo, where Lamar pushed that fan because the fan took a hit. Some. Who would he hit?
D-Hop?
Yeah, so there has to the caller's point, there has been, you just need that one guy. So, you got something?
It's all about the camera. I got Beltway Ben keeping me lined up.
You keep moving.
That's what humans do. Yeah, well, I mean, you know, some professional grade cameras would follow the human, but you know.
I am also human, and I stay relatively still for 4 hours.
Yeah, you're not Italian.
Yeah. 410-583-1057. Let's go to Carter. Carter, you're on the Fan.
Hey guys, big fan. Jason, roll Don's roll.
Roll Don's roll.
Oh yeah. So I have two questions for you guys. So Harbaugh, I was listening to his press conference, and he said if Lamar is healthy, he's playing. I want your guys' opinion. If Lamar plays, do you think he's playing at 100%? And would you guys rather have a 70% healthy Lamar or 100% healthy Huntley? And I'll hang up. Thanks for entertaining us.
Appreciate it. That was the question I asked a little earlier, and I still think I lean Lamar, but
if Lamar is cleared by these doctors to play this game, he's whatever number. I don't know. I mean, and we talk about this in terms of percentages. I don't even know if that really exists in the real world, but like, or if it does exist, how just obtuse and made up it is. But whatever. If he's cleared to play, he's playing this game for me. And like I said, if he's not cleared for certain elements of play, or they feel like Huntley gives them a better chance on quarterback dives, I whatever, man. It's a playoff game. Do what you got to do. But Lamar Jackson's the guy I want throwing the football in this game.
It's not even close. It's not even a discussion. If he's cleared, he's playing for me.
He can push the ball down the field. The other guy can't. Let's grab Cool C. Cool C, you're on the Fan.
Okay, so we know Michael Parsons was out. This isn't to take anything away with what happened on Saturday night, because it was phenomenal. You know, that was the single greatest rushing performance ever in Lambeau Field.
Yeah,
you know
an opposing player. Yeah.
They announced it this morning. Of all time. Okay, but you know when you're playing a non-conference game, and they watch film, but it ain't like going out on the field to play. That's why Lamar is what? He lost to the Lions this year for the first, 21-1 against the NFC? So you're going against the NFC, and even though they watch film, we just destroyed them off the ball. And the line, these guys play hard for Snoop. They really do.
Yeah.
They step up. But the key is, the Steelers are going to stack the box.
Yes.
That's a given. They're going to stack that box. They're going to force Huntley to throw the ball down the field. Okay? Now, I don't blame that. And I just hope, I think this week, if Lamar doesn't play, and God, I hope he does. I sure hope he does. Nothing against Huntley. If he can't, I think Huntley will do an adequate job. But this week, the defense has to step up. The defense cannot play 10 yards off the receivers. I don't care who's on the field. They cannot play 10 yards off the receivers. They cannot leave holes all over the middle of the field. All Rodgers wants to do is throw those quick out passes. They've got to step up and put a game together for 60 minutes. For 45 minutes. This defense scares the hell out of me in this game. I really does.
Yeah, appreciate the call.
Terrible.
Well, there's a reason. Yeah, they're not good. That's why it scares you. And you just watch them get destroyed by Malik Willis.
Players.
Yeah. Coming up next, we love what Derrick Henry did Saturday night in Green Bay. But is it possible that it made the Ravens look even worse for what happened the week before? Some necessary roughness next here on the Fan.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
You can't. It's one of the greatest performances I've ever seen. You know, I mean, it was hard downhill running, but also a lot of make miss. I mean, he's making guys miss. He's taking it inside, taking it outside. You'd be remiss not to talk about the offensive line and the tight ends, but also the wide receivers. I'm gonna tell you, when you watch that tape, you guys go back and watch the tape, you're gonna see everybody blocking, including the wide receivers. I mean, I got little Zay out there blocking people. Bate is blocking people. Hop is blocking people. They all are. 81's in there fighting, blocking people. I mean, that's what I'm talking about. You talk about a team that cares about one another.
It's John Harbaugh after the game, and even when 81's blocking, you know they're fired up to block for Derrick Henry. And this is all well and good. Derrick Henry set a career high for carries in that game Saturday night. He set a high for an opponent's rushing yards at Lambeau Field. But during the game, and I think you guys are on the same page as me, I'm thinking, man, this, like, they had a rotation last week and they could have put the game away with Derrick Henry after the Patriots cut it to 3 and Derrick Henry never saw the field again. And here we are this week. They're giving him the ball every single freaking play, it seems.
Well, I mean, I guess the good news is they learned from their mistakes.
Yes.
But the problem is they made the mistake over and over and over again. And there's also a part of me that thinks this is so extreme that it might create a problem down the road where they're like, well, because we did it 35 times in that game, do we need to back off some moving forward? Or because he is a human being. I know he's been a football cyborg his whole career, but like, you study guys when they carry the ball that much, the next week sometimes it can be a different story. I just don't know why it has to be such extremes where he carries the ball more in the first 20 minutes of this game than he did the entire last game. When you had an 11-point lead and it was a big AFC game a week ago and you had a chance to kind of be the hunted and not the hunter, and you went down with guys who aren't your main guys. Like, it just makes me wonder about what could have been in other instances where they coulda, shoulda, woulda, in real time, leaned into more of this. I'm not saying 35 carries every week.
Yeah.
But to go from 18 to 36, well, how arbitrary was the 18? Like, where did that come from? Where did the rotation, like, how? Why? Make it make sense. How can it be this incongruous from week to week to week? I get it. Opponents and styles make fights. No, Ricard worked so well against the Patriots that you went back to it here. You just went back to it twice as much, where had you done it 4 more times in the last game, you might be on a winning streak right now.
Ultimately, it's
opponent-specific, it's game flow, it's all of that. Feel of the game, it doesn't have to be 36 each week. There were games at the beginning of the year where you could tell early on, Derrick Henry's just running into a brick wall and maybe not, you know, his fault, but the offense just getting no push and he's getting hit in the backfield. Okay, maybe you ease back on that. But then there's other games like the Patriots where, dude, there's no reason he shouldn't have had 25 to 30 carries in that football game because they weren't stopping him.
No, and
there
they didn't want
no
to.
Opposition. Like, it was one-way traffic. So keep riding him.
They had no interest in wanting to tackle Derrick Henry a week ago, and to not have him on the field after the Patriots showed you that the Ravens' defense couldn't stop them was malfeasance. Like you had a chance to take the game, take control of the game up three. You had to have the hammer in there. This week, Saturday night, that hammer didn't leave the game very much because, of course, 36 carries for over 200 yards.
I mean,
it's a bad look.
It's like you can't give us stuff like, you know, holier than thou, you didn't play the game, you're drinking at the end of the bar. You know what I mean? Like, you can't, like, because there's been a lot of that from Harbs the last few years. Like, you can't be that tone. And then it's like, no, all of us football novices in real time were right. Number 22 knew we were right in real time. Everybody in that locker room knew we were right in real time. And then we're going to go so to the other extreme to make sure we don't lose this game that way. To me, it undermines their leadership. Like, it sort of undermines what they're doing with their overarching philosophies from week to week and then how they let that manifest itself over the course of 3 hours. Like, how quickly they can lose the plot. And, like, even watching that, watching it in real time, being like, wow, this is really the men against the boys. There isn't a part of you that thinks if they're playing a game 2 weeks from now for all the marbles,
that they'll forget
that
about
there's not a halftime interview with some gal or dude where he's like, yeah, we got to get back to the main thing. And then they just never get back to the main thing.
Because we've been there.
I've seen it.
Yeah. We've been there.
Well, and Cordell's about to join us at the top of the hour. I thought he made a great point last week when we're asking, and he brought up, isn't that why you got Derrick Henry? To save yourself from
yourself? Yeah.
And you still didn't use him in the fourth quarter of that football game? So.
Yeah, because remember what that was. That was after the Chiefs AFC title game. And you're like, well, Gus Edwards is marginalized at this point. He's not what he used to be. And he wasn't Derrick Henry to start with. But if you have a Derrick Henry, you don't forget you have a Derrick Henry. Well, I guess we did because we got a rotation.
Did anybody feel like there wasn't enough Keaton Mitchell in this game or enough Rasheed Ali? Like, and this
I
bring that up because that was with Derrick Henry still running the ball 35 times.
Yeah.
Because if the concern with the 11-point lead with the season on the line in a big AFC game and a chance to beat Vrabel, who you did a personalized workout video for
that was good.
48 hours previously. Like, if you were going to out-macho him, like, you could have given Derrick Henry the ball 22 times, won the game, and I think no one would have been like, ooh, but Mitchell didn't get it enough, and boy, we liked more seeing more Ali. Like, you probably could have had your cake and eaten it, too.
Yeah. Keaton Mitchell got 9 carries in this game, which is fine. That's basically
it's more than enough.
Ali did not, he caught 2 balls. He did not get a carry. And I don't miss him.
No.
Like, I'm like, well, man,
nobody
this does. Was a nice win,
nobody
but where's my Rasheed Ali?
Nobody in the locker room, if they beat the Patriots, would have been like, I mean, it's a big win and all. I mean, we beat a playoff team in prime time finally. But, you know, Keat only touched the ball 4 times, coach.
Yeah.
I mean, what's that all about?
Call him Keat?
Yeah, I don't know.
He's close friends. Yeah, he does. That is one of your things.
KM?
He loved making up nicknames.
The Mitch Man. Hey, coach, the Mitch Man.
The Mitch Man.
I mean, I know we won and all.
The Mitch Man coming.
The Mitch Man. Mitch Man, I feel like we left a lot on the table with the Mitch Man.
In all seriousness, that is a great point. Like, none of us, nobody comes away. Maybe not even the Ali family
he
comes away.
He still got plenty of run, and the other dude ran it 36 times. Because when Snoop's there, you're not throwing the ball downfield much. So let's just keep the main thing the main thing.
That's their best chance to win. The main thing. Don't forget you have that hammer. The ageless hammer.
Don't go for the feather. Don't go for the feather when you have the hammer.
Yes. very angry Derrick Henry running the football on Saturday.
Saying all
night.
That, yeah. I don't know that he can run 36 times back-to-back weeks and get away with it.
But he does a lot that other people can't do. Yeah, but
never
I know.
Forget you have the hammer.
What's that?
To never forget that you have
correct,
the hammer.
Correct, Beltway Ben, yes. Never forget you have the ageless hammer, Derrick Henry. He'll be back there 22.
Keep it right on your like your work belt.
Yeah.
Hammer, right
hammer,
there.
Hammer, yeah, yeah.
Maybe get rid of everything else on your work belt and just have five
just
hammers.
Just have the hammer.
Yeah, to remind you.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what he needs.
Yeah.
You know, how about Harbs holding a play sheet every once in a while? Like in that game? Yeah, what about Harbs wearing like a...
Remind himself. Hammer.
Like who was the...
Schneider from One Day at a Time?
Schneider.
How did I know that's where you were going?
That's exactly where I was going.
Yeah.
One Day at a Time, like Valerie Bertinelli, the redhead. Then I'm like, what was that show called?
One Day at a Time.
The Tall Sister.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Schneider. He wears a work belt.
Yes.
And it's just all hammers.
All hammers. Just remind yourself. Give the ball to the big guy.
And Monk should probably do the same Monk thing up in the booth.
Monk this week, when he talks, instead of the play sheet in his pants, he should have a hammer. Just have a hammer. Just remind him.
No feathers.
Coming up next, by the way, Cordell Woodland, as Bone mentioned, will be joining us at the top of the 5 o'clock hour. But League at Large next. How about we hear more from Aaron Rodgers and maybe a little Baker Mayfield as the Buccaneers season is going down the tubes. It's League at Large next here on The Fan.
They got a good defense. But, yeah, we didn't execute very well in third down, so I didn't have a very good game. And didn't run the ball, early like we wanted to. And pretty bad on third down.
The Cleveland Browns got out to a 10-0 lead, never scored again until inside, 2 minutes when the Steelers gifted them a field goal after going for it on 4th and 10 from their own 20. Alas, the Steelers only scored 6 points in the entire football game, and the Browns won 13-6, and Rodgers talks about their struggles against that Browns defense. Aaron Rodgers was 21 of 39.
He stunk.
For 168 yards, no touchdowns, no picks. Could have had some turnovers, but every fumble seemed to go back to them.
Yeah.
This was an ugly football game from the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I mean, they have only themselves to blame. Personnel, there's some things stacked against them. But, it seemed to me that with no DK Metcalf, Aaron Rodgers still really wanted to show you that he could throw to wide receivers and he could take care of, his guys.
MBS.
Right, who he's been with before, Scotty Miller, who he seems to really like. And it wasn't working. Gainwell is a guy who'd been routinely racking up 5, 6, 7 receptions and getting some explosives in there. That didn't happen. I thought there'd be potential for pony package with Gainwell and Warren on the field at the same time. That didn't happen. They got away from the run so he could throw 3-yard medicine balls. I mean, it's
great. It really was.
It was weird. I found it oddly entertaining for such a bad football game.
Yes, because you know what? It's one of those weird things. You're stressed, but not you because you're numb to it. But like for Ravens fans, like it's a stressful game, but
kids.
It's a different stress. Yeah,
they watched the whole thing.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It was almost like, because your team's not directly involved, and it's not that same level of angst.
Mm-hmm.
And even when it's football follies, it's like it's still compelling because of the purview sitting there as a Ravens centric observer. The broadcast wouldn't let you forget about Myles Garrett. My God, they really wanted you just keep watching that bad football game because maybe Myles Garrett is going to make history.
Yeah.
He did not.
Yes.
The Browns played tough. We thought the Browns would play tough. The Browns got an early lead, which turned out to be huge. Boswell missed a field goal, which doesn't happen every day.
And an extra point, didn't he? They hit two field goals.
And the Steelers are now...
Now he hit two. Sorry.
One win in their last 8 trips to Cleveland.
Crazy. And 0-4-1 in their last 5 games against opponents with 8-plus games below .500. So that is something.
Let me ask you a question. We'll hear more from Rodgers in a second. Have you seen anything from Shador Sanders that says they don't need to go get themselves a quarterback in the offseason? The Browns, I mean.
No, I mean, he needs competition.
They had 41 yards in the second half. That's abject failure.
And he should have had three interceptions.
Yeah, that interception in the fourth quarter.
That's a terrible offensive line. Awful. I mean, it's look, there's no Judkins. Then Fannin goes down. It's a terrible offensive line. That kid got robbed of playing time the first 10 weeks of the year so they could run these ridiculous experiments, whatever Stefanski was trying to do to get fired. I mean, it's just a bad, it's a bad scene there. Across the board. Maybe I'm totally biased, but like there was one point in time they showed a shot of Stefanski when a call went against them. And he was beaming from ear to ear. Like, I swear to God, he was beaming from ear to ear. I'm like, bro, that went against you.
Maybe misunderstood.
Yeah. I don't know.
So the Steelers, they have DK Metcalf suspended and they're banged up and they lost Darnell Washington, their 400-pound tight end. He broke his arm and Rodgers talks about his absence.
Yeah, Darnell's a big part of what we do.
Thanks, Ryan.
Not anymore.
Yeah, well.
Not this
he didn't
week.
Want to talk after
he's,
that game.
No, well, because he was garbage.
He didn't want to talk.
He's ready for some ayahuasca right
he's
now.
He's a big reason why they lost the game.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, you put Mason Rudolph in a couple of those third downs and let him just run a bastardized option play with the running backs and then go for it again on fourth, you probably win the game.
Yeah, maybe not. Throw a deep shot to Scotty Miller.
Yeah, on fourth and one.
What was that?
That was something.
Not even close.
That was like in the stands.
Yeah, not even close. Quickly, let's get to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And it was not that long ago when it looked like they were going to run away.
The bed too.
They're 7-9 now. Baker Mayfield talks about still having a chance to clinch.
To have a chance at home to get in the playoffs and win the division, wouldn't have it any other way. And obviously, the things leading up to it, yeah, we'd love to change them, but. Still have a chance playing for the division at home, and I'll get this group ready.
They've lost four in a row and 7 of 8.
They were chasing Quinn Ewers. Quinn Ewers had them running for their season.
Yeah.
Like, he's up two scores on them right away. I'm like, what?
Legitimately, what the hell's happened to this team? They've lost 7 of 8.
7 of 8.
That's incredible.
It's not exactly like they played Murderer's Row.
No.
No, they haven't.
They can't beat anybody.
They got shucked. They got Quinn.
They got shucked twice, didn't they?
I think they did.
Get shucked.
What the shucks going on in Tampa?
Yeah, this is important. No, the Saints did beat the Saints earlier this year, but they did.
That
get
wasn't
shucked.
With Shuck.
Yeah. No, that was probably with Spencer Rattler.
That was with the Rattler.
Yeah, the Rattler.
What do you do with Baker and his future? He's got one more year. Under contract, but he got off that great start. Remember, he's in the MVP talks.
And yeah, then, remember
and then
that?
He got banged up, and he's been bad.
Are they going to keep Todd Bowles?
Yeah, that's a very good question.
If they lose this weekend, I think he's gone.
That's Saturday afternoon at Carolina? Is that at Carolina?
It's at Tampa. Remember, at he said Tampa. We can win at home.
He's fired up at home.
Yeah, at home.
You can hear it in his voice.
They host the Panthers, who lost as well.
I don't know that I'm going to have anything on that game.
No.
I don't know that I want any part of that game. I don't trust either of those teams.
No.
Did you catch the Panthers kneeling and they couldn't even they kneeled too soon, so they gave the ball back to Seattle from like their own 15, and then Seattle had to run. I swear there were like 7 straight victory formations, except the Panthers were running victory formations with their starters down 3 scores at home, and then Seattle got the ball back at like their 12, and then they had to run victory formation.
I did not see that.
It was something. It was something. You got to look at the play-by-play. I'm like, wow. That team might be having a home playoff game. You got to look at the play. Yeah. Like, they ran it too soon. They didn't know how to run out the clock.
Yeah. Wow. That's fun. Hey, coming up next.
Neil on 4th and 9.
that's your NFC South chance, maybe.
Fucking Neil.
Probably.
4th and 9.
Like, and everybody on the Seattle sideline is like, we got to go back out there, and now we got to do it.
Incredible.
That's something.
Hey, Cordell Woodland, he was at Tarp's Press earlier today. He covers the Ravens for us here at The Fan. What did he think about the win in Green Bay and what's he expect to see Sunday? We talk to Cordell Woodland next here on The Fan.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.